local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
We're at 7.05, FM Talk 106.5 on this Monday morning. Glad to have you along, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, on the way with our forecast. Includes some cooler weather coming back to the Gulf Coast, but we've got to get through the rain and the fog. He'll give us a timeline on that. Kane keeps us up to date on traffic. Larry Kirby will check in from LCM on the way in sports.
Yeah, got college football playoff officially set, along with eight other SEC teams, not including LSU, that will be playing in bowl games. And Lane Kiffin coming back to the SEC as a head coach.
All right, that's on the way, plus the latest details of the mass shooting at NAS Pensacola from Friday. I'll give you more on that. And a voice from our childhood. If you watched Sesame Street, you knew this man's voice, Carol Spinney. Passing over the weekend. Details straight ahead. Right now, Kane's got the ride in. Here's traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center at Snow and Tanner Williams are going to move that accident into the Circle K parking lot. Still a dense fog advisory till 8 a.m. We've got thick fog across the Bayway, the Causeway in downtown. It's going to affect Mobile and Baldwin County. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Class and gift certificate information available at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with dense fog and a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
708 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on a cloudy and kind of warm Monday, but you heard Dr. Bill says the changes, they are coming. Got rain in the mix as well, but the good news is looks like some sun by the weekend. We'll get a full weather discussion from Doc coming up at around 7:35. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 this morning. We're learning even more information on that deadly mass shooting aboard NAS Pensacola last Friday. The FBI has identified the shooter as 21-year-old Mohammed Al-Shamrani. They're also working with the presumption that this was an act of terrorism. The shooter was a second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force and was a student naval flight officer at Naval Aviation Schools Command. He fatally shot three sailors. We also now know he attended a dinner party earlier in the week where he and three others watched videos of mass shootings. That's according to a U.S. official who told the Associated Press on Saturday. According to authorities, the shooter opened fire inside of a classroom at the naval base on Friday, killing three people, wounding two sheriff's deputies, one in the arm and one in the knee, before one of the deputies killed him. Eight others were also hurt. Both deputies were expected to survive. The Navy on Saturday identified the three victims and hailed them as heroes for trying to stop the shooter and flagging down first responders after being shot. A captain aboard the Naval Air Station Pensacola, who is the commanding officer, says, quote, the sailors that lost their lives in the line of duty and showed exceptional heroism and bravery in the face of evil. When confronted, they did not run from danger. They ran towards it and saved lives. Meantime, President Donald Trump has indicated that he would review policies governing foreign military training here in the United States. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5. I had a couple questions this morning, how this murderer was able to legally obtain the firearm, the Glock that he used in the killing. You know, best as we can see, so you go through and look at what the ATF has up, and it's on their website here. It says, may a non-immigrant alien who has been admitted to the United States under a non-immigrant visa possess a firearm or ammunition in the United States. Here's what they say. An alien admitted to the United States under a non-immigrant visa, which would be what would pertain to these folks here training, is prohibited from shipping, transporting, receiving, or possessing a firearm or ammunition unless the alien falls within one of the exceptions provided in 18 U.S.C. 922. It gives the code, such as a valid hunting license or permit, admitted for lawful hunting or sporting purposes, certain official representatives of a foreign government, or a foreign law enforcement officer of a friendly foreign government entering the United States on official law enforcement business. And I wonder if that's not the last couple there under how this person bought that, because they said they bought the gun here in the States, mm-hmm. that Glock that he used in the assault and the murder spree at NAS Pensacola.
Yeah, it sure sounds like those last two you mentioned there would be most likely.
So somebody's saying, oh, does he have a hunting license? Well, I don't know if it's that. I think maybe because they are members of the military, Saudi members of the military, maybe they have some capacity as law enforcement, something like that. I'm digging into that. We'll try to get some more clarity on that throughout the show.
Yeah, and hopefully more clarity on a number of things that came out over the weekend regarding this awful shooting at NAS Pensacola. But the thing right now that's sticking out to me, and we heard Chad Petrie from WKRG bring this up at the beginning of last hour, but reported by the New York Times that at least one other person was filming this as
I guess the timelines are quite, were they videoing it as it happened or before it happened, but either way.
Yeah, and I mean, we've seen so many times when something happens anymore, everyone has a cell phone, they'll break the cell phone out and start recording. We saw it.
But you would have to feel, and I don't know the scenario, how close they were. If they were close, you would have to feel you were safe, because filming would not be what you would be doing if you were in close proximity. You would be running.
Exactly. And I guess we'll find out more over the coming days as the FBI releases more information that they find out. But, of course, this is an active investigation, and who knows who this person was in contact with prior to the shootings and what else could come from this. But the FBI is still investigating.
All right. More on this top story of the day in our three big things, the leading news stories of the day on the front page of our website, FMTalk106.5.com. You can check it every morning and get those top stories. And then, of course, here are accounts of them right here on FM Talk 106.5. All right, a voice that I think if you're the majority of Americans are familiar with Sesame Street. They often will find, like, survey what pieces of Americana most people know about. I gotta imagine Sesame Street part of so many lives out there. The legend of children's TV has died. Carol Spinney, the longtime voice of Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street, passed away yesterday. Richard Roth from Westwood One with more.
People never recognize Carol Spinney.
Nobody knows me.
But they will never forget his legendary TV characters seen around the world.
Carol Spinney is Big Bird on the educational and entertaining children's television show, Sesame Street.
Yes. Hello, Big Bird.
Oh, hi, Gordon.
He was also Oscar the Grouch.
I love playing Oscar. He has a power I never had.
Oh, I love trash.
He's totally different than Big Bird.
What is it that makes you so grouchy, Oscar?
People, sunny days.
Spinney says he grew up with an abusive father, but a mother who encouraged his puppetry.
How'd you get that job?
Jim Henson saw me performing at a puppet festival.
In a retirement video produced by the Sesame Workshop, he told us how he got to Sesame Street.
He said, I'm going to build a large bird. I was wondering if you might be interested in playing it. To me, it's very much like if some fellow came up to me and I was a drummer and said, I got a little band from Liverpool, would you like to be me drummer then?
Oh, hi Sally. Where's Sally?
He was a bit of a country pumpkin to begin with. But then a few shows on, I said, you know, I think he should be a child, learning along with the children. The producers were all with me.
8, 9.
What's next?
10.
Oh, of course.
Spinny appeared in thousands of Sesame Street episodes across nearly 50 years, hanging up his feathers in 2018.
I started with puppets when I was 8, and I kind of, for years, felt that I should be hidden.
My name is Bird, Big Bird.
He needed to stay hidden to make Big Bird 8 feet tall.
I held my arm over my head for quite a while. I could paint ceilings for hours and not tire.
First ladies of the United States loved the Big Bird, but one presidential candidate was less enthused.
I'm going to stop the subsidy to PBS. I'm going to stop other things. I like PBS. I love Big Bird.
Somebody's finally cracking down on Big Bird.
How did you find out that your name had been mentioned in the debate?
Oh, I got a million tweets.
Oh, God.
I love to move to the music, love to tap out a beat.
It wasn't all song and games. Sesame Street confronted troubling social issues, such as bullying.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, so long, Bigfoot.
That's Big Bird. Wasn't very nice. It made me feel bad. I just wanted to be part of the club.
Spinny could be lonely inside Big Bird, but he guided millions of youngsters through childhood.
It's probably a little bit better a place than if Big Bird hadn't been there and had his suffering and his joy. And I think that's what I'd like to leave called my legacy.
Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and you've taught us now fall is the time for planting.
Yes, fall is the time for planting here in the South. It's not Boston, it's not New York. Spring is not the best time. It's not a bad time, but fall really is the best time for this part of the country.
For planting what?
Well, trees, shrubs, sod, anything that's growing roots with cooler temperatures, cooler air temperatures, but the soil still stays warm. It's the perfect recipe to grow roots, and that's really what you want to do. When you get a plant from the nursery and you're taking it out of the pot, you want to get roots established quickly, and you want it to get established before the stress of summer, and this really is the best time to give you a big window before July, August, and it gets hot.
So if we're picturing new sod in the yard, a new tree, new bushes in the yard, now's the time to do it. If we want to see them in the spring, plant them now.
That's right. Now's the best time.
All right. Tell us how to get in touch with you.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com, or you can find us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. We're learning new information about Friday's mass shooting at NAS Pensacola. The FBI says the shooter was Mohammed Al-Shamrani. Sunday, the FBI said they were investigating the shooting as an act of terrorism. Later this morning, the base will reopen to those with a Department of Defense ID. Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis has called for heightened security vetting of foreign nationals bound for training on U.S. bases. That was in response to being asked about social media posts by the shooter accusing the U.S. of being anti-Muslim and blasting U.S. support of Israel. The FBI says they've recovered video evidence as part of an investigation. This includes several videos from base security cameras, as well as cell phone video taken by a bystander outside the building after the attack started and first responders had arrived. And the U.S. Navy has confirmed the names of the three people killed in the attack. Joshua Watson, Mohammed Haytham, and Cameron Walters were the three killed by the gunman. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
All right, 720 FM Talk 1065. This segment of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Tell you about Omaha Steaks. We are Omaha Steaks family at the Sullivan House, giving and receiving. And man, it is a great, great gift. And right now you have a limited time offer for y'all to still get your order placed in time for the holidays. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code Sullivan, my last name, in the search bar to order the favorite gift package. The gift everyone will love for only $69.99. You'll get 4 6-ounce bacon wrapped filet mignon, 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet, plus for y'all, a free 6-piece cutlery set and a cutting board. Get all the delicious food, plus the free cutlery set that they'll enjoy for years to come for only $69.99. Now, Omaha Steaks are the most tender, the most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. And Omaha Steaks are guaranteed to be fresh and tender. Every order is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and safely delivered in a cooler with dry ice, ready to cook to that gift recipient. So don't wait. If you want to take advantage of this offer and get your gift there before the holidays are over, go to omahasteaks.com, type Sullivan in the search bar, and order the gift everyone will love, the favorite gift package today. All right, 7:21, and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by the Carrot Patch and Azalea City Rehab.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
The Outback Bowl marks the first time Auburn will take on Minnesota when the two square off New Year's Day at noon Central in Tampa. More about Auburn's postseason plans in the weeks to come. Don't look now, but after Thursday's dual meet sweep of Alabama, Gary Taylor's swimming and diving program is unbeaten headed into final exams.
Our women had a really strong year last season. They had some great performances at SECs and then went on to NCAAs and finished 12th. Our men were in a little bit of a rebuild mode, and last year I think they ended up with one dual meet win, and I thought things started to change during this meet last year. They battled hard, they didn't quit, they didn't give up. We just didn't end up on the right side of things, and so you're starting to see those men really develop and find a way to get their hand on the wall first, or find a way to enter the water off the diving board with the higher score. I think they kind of went through the tough times together and built camaraderie, and now this year they're starting to learn how to win those competitions.
Swimmers are off until January. Divers in action again next week. Austin Wiley's double-double paced Auburn's comeback win over Furman last week. He talked about it with Andy Burcham after the game.
Of all the stats that we just gave you, 13 points, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 steals, 0 turnovers. Mm-hmm. What delights you the most?
Probably 0 turnovers in the blocks, probably in the steals. I like, I love defense, so any good stats on defensive end is probably my favorite.
Auburn is off until Saturday's clash with St. Louis in Birmingham. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I've chosen Azalea City Hand & Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hand & Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand & Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com.
This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you in their new location, 800 Hillcrest Road, at CarrotPatchMobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with dense fog and a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we have a dense fog advisory till 8 a.m. Less than a quarter mile visibility across the Bayway and the Causeway, also in the downtown area, so be careful. Good news is no new wrecks at the roadways. Daphne, Spanish Fork also looking good on the way in this morning. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind the Metal Mushroom at the USA campus, and they offer all things hemp. Mention this ad, you'll get 15% off of all purchases. And don't forget the original CBD America, Highway 43 in Satsuma. See them at CBDAmerica1.com. And I'm Kane with your Evan Park 106.5 traffic.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A local family is mourning the loss of their family member as he was one of the victims killed in Friday's mass shooting aboard NAS Pensacola. He's been identified as Joshua Watson. He had just graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy and looked forward to a military career as a pilot. He was just 23 years old. He's being hailed as a hero, as his family said he led first responders to that active shooter at the base. In a Facebook post, his brother Adam says, quote, after being shot multiple times, he made it outside and told the first response team where the shooter was, and those details were invaluable. He died a hero, and we are beyond proud, but there is a hole in our hearts that can never be filled. Watson's family was from Enterprise, Alabama. His father, Benjamin, said he wanted his son's story to be told. He also shared with the Pensacola News Journal his son was shot at least five times and that he died serving his country. Benjamin Watson told the News Journal that his son had reported to Pensacola 2 weeks ago for flight training to live out his dream of becoming a Navy pilot. Switching gears in the world of weather, NWS Huntsville has tweeted out the following, quote, confidence is increasing that we could see a mix of rain and snow to perhaps an hour or two of all snow on the back edge of the rain Tuesday night. Very little to no accumulations are expected, but check back for updates. Hashtag HUNWX. Forecasters are watching an approaching storm system and a cold front, which is expected to bring some rain to the state across the next few days until Wednesday. The Weather Service says that forecast models show colder air moving faster and the cold front moving slower, which could set the stage, they say, for a few snowflakes beginning Tuesday morning. Keep it tuned to FM Talk 106.5 as our very own Dr. Bill will join us in a few short minutes with further details. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
None of the frozen precip down here, just rain in our mix. Dr. Bill will talk about the rain, how long it holds on, and the weekend ahead coming your way just about 7 minutes from right now on Mobile Mornings. And Dalton and I were just talking during the break about this. So we talked about those that were killed and those that were injured in this murder spree on Friday at NAS Pensacola. Often people, I'll just say this, will push past, we'll talk about the dead and not paying attention to those injured. People who get shot like that, there's a lot of different levels, obviously, but there are lifetime implications for a lot of these folks. They'll say, well, they made it through surgery, they're going to be okay. We'll talk about the injuries some of these people sustained when we come back. You see this stuff, it's life-changing. Quite often you'll talk about other fatalities here. This many people are dead, this many people are injured, and they forget about the injured. But when somebody's shot like that, their life might never be the same. And we'll talk about their stories as well when we come back right here on Mobile Mornings News from Channel 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The FBI says the Saudi national students training at NAS Pensacola have been ordered by their commander to stay on base, and the Saudi Arabian government has pledged cooperation. All of this in response to Friday's mass shooting at NAS Pensacola. The shooter, Mohammed Al-Shamrani, a Saudi national, was killed by a sheriff's deputy. Meanwhile, people line Navy Boulevard to pay respects to the three sailors killed and seven others wounded on Sunday. The FBI confirmed they are investigating the shooting as a terrorist attack.
attack, which allows investigative techniques to identify any additional threats. New this morning, police are investigating a fire at a body shop in Irvington. This happened last night about 10 o'clock. Several agencies helped tackle the fire. It happened in the 7,000 block of 2 Mile Road. It's not clear what caused that fire. Alabama's abortion ban will remain blocked by a federal judge. The state is not appealing the October injunction issued by U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson that prevented the ban from taking effect November 15th. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Just in time for Christmas at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Save big with Liberty Holiday Rebates. Receive instant and mail-in rebates up to $300 on Lincoln models and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit on safes over $2,000. Clearance prices continue on Browning models with up to $1,000 off on stock models delivered before Christmas Day. Get professional delivery and service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Located at Exit 5B, Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Harold Nadler says he expects his panel to vote soon on impeachment charges against President Trump, likely to focus on abuse of power and obstruction. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian leader Vladimir Putin sit down today to discuss how to end Russian-backed rebel control in Ukraine.
Already last night in Kiev, protests that he has gone so far already in accepting this, and he could be facing difficulty back home should he go further than that in the direction of Russia.
There's Melissa Bell. A New Zealand volcanic island has erupted while dozens of tourists were exploring the moon-like surface. John Timms of Wellington Police.
We believe a number of these tourists have come from the Ovation of the Seas cruise ship. We cannot confirm the nationalities of these people involved.
Authorities now say there are no survivors on the island. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with your Money Now. More than 600 institutional investors managing a whopping $37 trillion in client assets called today for governments to step up their efforts against climate change. The investors, including banks, pension funds, and insurance companies, directed their message to countries participating in a two-week UN climate conference in Madrid. Firms such as the California Public Employees Retirement System and Zurich Insurance demanded an end to thermal coal power plants worldwide, the introduction of a meaningful price on carbon, an end to fossil fuel subsidies, and for governments to increase planned emissions cuts beyond what has already been pledged. Analysts at Bank of America say data on global air traffic in 2019 highlights a two-speed economy in which consumers are flying high while commercial trade struggles amid trade tensions. Global air passenger traffic has kept growing at a pace of 4%, while air freight volumes contracted 4% over that same period. That's your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Let's talk about this week ahead. This is when we're supposed to get the rain, right?
Yeah, we've got rain. Looks like, not today, but every other day and through Friday. And then right now the weekend looking pretty good. But today, we've still got some fog around this morning, and it's going to be a mostly cloudy day. Temperatures are going to be way above normal today, about 75 degrees for this afternoon. The normal high this time of the year is only 64. Now, tonight, I expect fog again, and it could be some dense fog by daybreak tomorrow. There's a slight chance we could see a shower tonight. Low will be in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, again, mostly cloudy day. Good chance for showers and possibly a few thunderstorms. The best chance for rain is going to be in the afternoon because a cold front will be moving in. I expect that cold front late in the afternoon, possibly the early evening. High tomorrow in the upper 70s, so a very warm day as we approach 80 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Now, that front will move in tomorrow night. We'll cool down to the low 40s, but still with showers in the area and getting kind of breezy once that front moves through. Then for the rest of the week, for Wednesday and Thursday, look for mostly cloudy skies and with some, well, let's call it periods of showers, and much cooler, 58 degrees for the high on Wednesday, around 60 on Thursday. Friday, again, a few showers with highs around 60. And then clearing skies on Saturday, mid-60s, and sunny and pleasant on Sunday with a high in the upper 60s. So rain in the forecast through much of the week, but the weekend looks good.
All right. So, and at this point, you don't feel anything other than showers? No severe weather associated?
Yeah. If any thunderstorms that occur will be tomorrow afternoon or possibly tomorrow evening. I don't see any severe activity at this time. That could change. But most of the rainfall will be in the form of showers.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic with Kane in just a second. Do want to remind you as well that we're taking the show on the road Friday, going to see the folks out at Mobile Bay Coins, and that's going to be a live broadcast and your call to arms for shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happens every year. When I go see Ron and Angelo and Nancy and the gang and do the live show there in December, that means you better get moving with shopping. That's kind of when we time it.
And it works perfectly for you because you can just pick up all your stocking stuffers in one fell swoop.
Which I do every year. I do a show and I shop at the same time, so come out and join us on Friday. All right, 7:37, Kane's got our traffic right now.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department working in action now at Government and Lakeside. Also got one at Hillcrest and Three Notch in Dominion and Snow. All of those are going to be without injury. Still dense fog advisory as we're traveling across the Bayway, less than a quarter mile visibility. Returning to Hank Aaron Stadium, it's Christmas night, so lights open nightly through January 1st, 5:30 to 10 p.m. And don't miss Santa's Village, open every weekend until Christmas at the Hank Aaron Stadium. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Joel Sartori, National Geographic photographer and creator of the Photo Ark. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Roberts Brothers is honored to be named one of the best companies to work for in Alabama for 2019 by Business Alabama Magazine. The reason Roberts Brothers is truly one of the great companies is because it has great people. Start your real estate career today. Visit robertsbrothers.com for more information.
Joel Sartori plans to photograph every animal in human captivity. That's about 12,000 creatures held largely in zoos all over the world. Joel's prepping for a trip to Indonesia, where he'll be photographing many of their rare and exotic birds. In his career, Joel's been bitten by flesh-eating parasites, he's been stung by countless insects, and charged by a muskox. We talk photography, we talk the environment, and we talk about each of us getting involved in some small yet meaningful way. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Be an explorer. Awaken your sleeping adventurer. Go where pirate ships remain, sea creatures reign, and you are but a free-floating guest. Become one with an endless sea. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Gulf Coast Divers has the instruction and equipment that you need to unlock the wonders of the underwater world. Gulf Coast Divers, certifying the best trained divers on the coast for over 40 years.
Break the surface for a new adventure. Let Gulf Coast Divers help you become a diver. New experiences, lasting memories. You always wanted to try it. Isn't it time? Be a diver with Gulf Coast Divers. They have instructors, equipment, and guidance you need to unlock the wonders of the underwater world. Take your first plunge underwater for just $27. Gulf Coast Divers, certifying the best trained divers on the coast for over 40 years.
It's 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton. Kelly's got her headlines on the way. Dr. Bill with our weather. Kane will update traffic here in just a few more minutes. And right now, let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and get an inventory update. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Sean. Well, we've got a great inventory, as always, and it's really full right now. So getting ready to finish out December strong and the year strong. So we've got a great selection.
All right. You say great selection. We talk trucks. You and I like trucks. We talk trucks a bunch, but it's not just trucks. You got all kind of vehicles.
Absolutely. You know, we got family cars. We got sports cars. We got gas misers. We got SUVs, midsize, small, full size, third rows, and a great selection of trucks, as always.
Okay. If somebody's thinking Santa might be bringing a vehicle for Christmas Day, probably a good time to get with you right now.
Absolutely, and the financing's great right now. We've got credit unions that are really reaching out and being real aggressive with tremendous rates and tremendous terms.
All right, that helps us put a little money back in our pocket every month. So tell us how to find you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 742 headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening overnight, a dignified transfer ceremony took place at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware for the three U.S. Navy sailors who were killed in Friday's mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. 19-year-old Airman Mohammed Hatham of St. Petersburg, Florida. 21-year-old Airman Apprentice Cameron Scott Walters of Richmond Hill, Georgia. And 23-year-old Ensign Joshua Caleb Watson from Enterprise, Alabama. All being remembered and all being reflected upon as our hearts are heavy as a dignified transfer ceremony happened last night. Officials say a Saudi Arabian Air Force officer in flight training at the base killed those three heroes and injured eight others in a classroom building. The shooter was killed by a sheriff's deputy. The commanding officer aboard NAS Pensacola said the three sailors ran toward danger that day and saved lives. This morning, the FBI needs your help in a missing persons report dating back 5 years, which they have dubbed Jane Doe 37. This is in connection to a child sex abuse case. The unknown woman is believed to be a white female with brown hair and wearing dark framed glasses. Video showing Jane Doe 37 first came to the attention of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in June of 2014. Data embedded in that video indicates that they were produced in April of 2012, so the woman's appearance may have changed since that time. That's according to the FBI, who also go on to say that audio from the animated film The Land Before Time can be heard in the background of that video. FBI is encouraging anyone who has information to step forward and submit their tips to local police or your local FBI office. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 743 FM Talk 106.5. We've been talking about those that were killed on Friday in that mass shooting, but also want to pay attention to those wounded in that mass shooting at NAS Pensacola and their stories, because their lives will be forever changed.
Yeah, and 27-year-old Ryan Blackwell, one of the eight wounded in that shooting on Friday, and he works in the International Military Training Office on the first floor, processes paperwork for international students. He is a Navy airman and also a assistant coach for the Gulf Breeze High School wrestling team on top of that. And he and two others were in that one room, that office where they processed the paperwork for the international students. And he told the Pensacola News Journal that he heard shots being fired down the hall. So they closed the door and were praying that the gunman would pass them by, but he did not pass that office by. He shot out the glass, so I'm thinking there's a glass there in the door, and then sprayed, you know, bullets inside of that office, and they said it lasted for about 15 seconds, maybe 20 seconds, and the gunman moved on. But all three that were there in the office were wounded, including Blackwell. He was shot in his right arm and his pelvis. According to this story, his intestines were severed by ricocheting bullets. And after the three of them were shot, he was able to open the window, and the three climbed out. Another fellow airman took them in the truck, drove them to the entrance gate where they were taken to the hospital. And on his way to the hospital, I guess he says he called the wrestling coach at Gulf Breeze and said, "I won't be able to make it to the tournament this weekend. I got shot." I told the coach to tell the guys good luck. So three of those, three of the eight that were wounded.
When you think about an injury like that, that is going to be life-changing.
Yeah.
I mean, you have, even with the best medical care, never going to be the same. Never going to be 100% probably.
Yeah, especially when, you know, intestines.
Oh,
his intestines were severed during the shooting.
It's so, I mean, we'll continue with the latest information on this story, but not to forget those that Escambia County Sheriff's officers, deputies that went in and would they say neutralized? I'll call them rendered room temperature.
Right.
The killer. Also, those wounded in this, as we pay respect to those that died in Friday's mass shooting. 7:46. We'll check more headlines coming up next.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
Dust mites, pet dander, and all sorts of things can trigger those allergies. As a homeowner and your neighbor, my friends at Air Specialty can help make your home an allergy-free safe haven. Visit air-specialty.com and get a $199 healthy home checkup analysis for free. That's right, free. This is a limited-time holiday special deal. So turn to the experts at Air Specialty and Carrier today. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com today.
Air Specialty.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
Your CBD store of West Mobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20. Lotions, lip balms, and oh, the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of West Mobile.
Good morning, 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The conference championships were decided over the weekend, and now the college football playoff is officially set. The CFP selection committee announced on Sunday that number one LSU will face number four Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, and number two Ohio State will play number three Clemson in the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. Both semifinal games will take place December 28th, followed by the national championship on January 13th in New Orleans. As of this morning, LSU is favored by 13 points over the Sooners, while Clemson is favored by 2 points over the Buckeyes. The rest of the bowl game matchups for this season were also decided yesterday. In the New Year's Six, number 10 Penn State will face number 17 Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. Number 9 Florida will play number 24 Virginia in the Orange Bowl in Miami. Number 6 Oregon will take on number 8 Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. And number 5 Georgia will play number 7 Baylor in the Sugar Bowl. Outside of the three SEC teams that are playing in the New Year's Six, six more teams from the conference will play in bowl games this year. Number 13, Alabama, will play number 14, Michigan, in the Citrus Bowl in Orlando on New Year's Day. The Tide are favored by 7 points over the Wolverines. At the same time that they're playing, number 12, Auburn, will play number 18, Minnesota, in the Outback Bowl in Tampa. Auburn is favored by 8 points in that game. Texas A&M will face number 25, Oklahoma State, in the Texas Bowl. Mississippi State will face Louisville in the Music City Bowl. Kentucky will play Virginia Tech in the Belk Bowl. And Tennessee will play Indiana in the Gator Bowl. Here in Mobile, we'll get to see Louisiana play Miami of Ohio in the Lending Tree Bowl. The Raging Cajuns and Red Hawks will be the final bowl game before the national championship. They'll play on Monday, January the 6th at Ladd Peebles Stadium. With the end of the college regular season, that also brings an end to the 2019 FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations to AU Judge Jody for winning it all this year. Jody correctly picked 9 of the 10 winners in this weekend's games to pull out a 1-point win over War Eagle Sherman. Three more contestants finished only 2 points behind, so we had a really close competition this season. And the trophy is currently on its way to our studio. Jody will be in touch this week for that trophy ceremony.
It's delivered by Brink's truck, right?
Yeah.
Yes, expensive fancy trophy.
Keeping it as safe as possible. And we're not going to let you know when it's coming in because,
you got
to keep it a secret. In SEC coaching news, Ole Miss announced over the weekend that Lane Kiffin is set to become the 39th head coach in Rebels program history. Kiffin coached Florida Atlantic to a Conference USA championship on Saturday with a 49-6 win over UAB. The Arkansas Razorbacks have officially announced the hire of Sam Pittman as its 34th coach in program history. Pittman's recently been Georgia's offensive line coach, and Missouri has reportedly hired Appalachian State's Eli Drinkwitz. Drinkwitz led Appalachian State to a 12-1 record this season after winning the Sun Belt Conference championship on Saturday. And in some racing news, the 52nd annual Snowball Derby at Five Flags Speedway in Pensacola has been postponed to this afternoon at 4. The race was initially scheduled for 2 p.m. yesterday, but was pushed back throughout the day by rain before officials decided to hold it over until today. Gates open at 10 this morning, grandstands open at 1, and the race will start at 4. 7:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with dense fog and a few showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, state troopers are clear and the fog is starting to ease up, but it's still pretty thick across the Bayway and the causeways. Are wrapping up accidents at Hillcrest and Three Notch, Government, Lakeside, and Dominion and Snow. You can help the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital have a better Christmas with Kane's Warrior Kids. Drop off a new unwrapped toy at Spring Hill Toyota, Hobbytown USA, Aaron's Rent-to-Own, and CBD America. Find out more at Kane'sWarriorKids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Game's already started. We should go in now.
Should I have parked this close to the stadium?
Yeah, it's fine. No one ever hits it this far. Ooh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision, we got this.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. LifeSouth Community Blood Centers needs your help. Due to last Friday's mass shooting at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, they are requesting more people to step forward and give the gift of life. Right now, type O blood is desperately needed due to the increased usage by multiple hospitals to treat patients. Type O blood can be received by all blood types. It's available for emergencies such as these, which is critical. If you are type O, LifeSouth is asking you to donate today. If you do not know your blood type, it's a great time to find out. You can visit LifeSouth.org for donor center hours or call 1-888-795-2707. In order to donate, you must be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental permission. You need to weigh a minimum of 110 pounds and be in good health. A photo ID is required, and your gift can help save many lives. A man wanted in a recent homicide case has been arrested in the Port City. Police confirmed that Saturday, 22-year-old Wesley Ledbetter was arrested after Friday night being released from a hospital. The November 16th incident happened just before midnight at the Alabama Bar and Lounge on Airport Boulevard. According to police, a fight broke out in the parking lot, and when officers arrived, that's where they found 31-year-old Michael Beasley. He'd been shot to death. Ledbetter also had a gunshot wound. Ledbetter initially was in critical condition with a guard posted outside of his hospital room. Baldwin County excited this morning as later today they are opening the Baldwin County Virtual School at 4:30 p.m. The school is located at 24675 Highway 98 in Daphne, Alabama. Students will be able to enjoy 22,000 square feet of space, 3 conference rooms used for club meetings and tutoring, 2 classrooms, a cafe area, an open picnic area, large classroom for daily testing use, and the latest in technology to include online teachers which are Alabama certified and dual enrollment. Enrollment offered tuition free. Congratulations on the newest school in Baldwin County. This is Kelly Finley with FM.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, Monday style. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane. And you want to hear from you at 343-0106, 343-0106. What we know as of now on the mass shooting in Pensacola on Friday. We'll talk about that and get your reaction when we come back.